excited to dive deeper into my journey of motherhood, faith, and intentional homemaking. So today, I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to share with you the struggles and some triumphs and some tactical solutions that have shaped my journey and my story so far. I felt like this was a really important episode to start off the podcast with. I guess I'm a little bit nervous, so I'm just going to dive in. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamia Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Okay, let's get started. So hi guys, and welcome back to the House to Homemaking podcast. I'm Jamie, your host, a mom of two, and just like you, I'm excited to dive deeper into my journey of motherhood, faith, and intentional homemaking. So today, I'm a little bit nervous, but I want to share with you the struggles and some triumphs and some tactical solutions that have shaped my journey and my story so far. I felt like this was a really important episode to start off the podcast with. I guess I'm a little bit nervous, so I'm just going to dive in. If you have followed me on social media for a while, I have mentioned that the year of 2020 was a challenging time for me. So in 2019, the year prior, I had lost my job in the springtime and I was working full time. And I went through a relationship breakdown and I actually went through personal bankruptcy. Of course, this was long before any of the methods that I have now, but sometimes we do have to hit rock bottom to be able to find that flat surface to spring off of and crawl back up slowly. So all those things happened in 2019 and I was still motivated at this time. I was not a full-fledged believer. I literally were just following the world. We'll probably go through that in future episodes, but I was motivated by myself and I think I didn't feel like I'd hit rock bottom. I was more motivated and determined to change my life when all of these things came at me. So I worked hard. I decided to start a hairdressing course because I believed that after losing my job, I'd been a manager for years in retail, in sales and marketing. I felt like I needed to make something for myself. So the drive was there, the motivation was there, and I started this course in hairdressing, something that I'd wanted to do. It was sort of my teenage dream, but I never saw it through. So I went back to college, decided to study. I worked hard. I worked harder on my relationship and things were looking up. They were going really well. So towards the end of 2019, I fell pregnant. It was difficult. I had forgotten what pregnancy was like. This was my second pregnancy and my eldest was 6 years old. So there's quite an age gap there. It ended up being just over 7 years, of course, by the time my second was born. But I'd forgotten what it was like and it was pretty miserable. 2019 is sort of the year when the world started freaking out and things started shutting down. But to cut a long story short, I believed that this hairdressing course was kind of the perfect business opportunity for me. And then, like I said, the world went into lockdown and I couldn't finish my course. In the springtime of 2020, I had 3 months to go to birth and 3 months left of the course. Campus shut down. Nobody knew what was going on or what was happening. I had banked on finishing the course about 2 weeks before my son's birth. And that didn't happen and I just felt knocked back. And this time it was a lot harder for some reason to get back up. I felt like everything that had happened the year priorly was things that were out of my control. And in a way, these things were too, but I didn't bank on the career that I had then. I didn't bank on the way my life was. But this time I banked on working hard and making it work. And I found myself at a loss. Nothing was going the way I thought. And I found myself questioning my purpose and my direction again. And it was such a setback. I went through birth and the world was shut down. I don't have any family near me. Things were just really difficult. Breastfeeding was a challenge. I was spiraling, to say the least. I just did not know what was next. And the first 6 months of my youngest child's life was incredibly difficult. I felt overwhelmed and drowning in demands on motherhood. So breastfeeding became a struggle, and I was determined to keep going despite the challenges. My house was a mess. My son wouldn't take a bottle no matter how much I tried, and I felt disconnected from my family, but more so from myself. It was a time of deep, deep struggle and a lot of self-doubt. And then the Christmas period came, or the leading up to Christmas period came, and it should have been a joyful time. Instead, it felt dark and heavy. I experienced the loss of a childhood friend, and I felt even more alone. I felt confused, and my house was a mess, and I just could not get things in order. I couldn't seem to manage my time. I was writing to-do lists to get things done, and nothing got done. Everything was very overwhelming, and I was so tired with a baby up every single night, every 2 hours. It ended up being about 8 months straight. I was running on fumes, I was going to say. I don't even think there were any fumes available to run off of. I had thought I had a great grip on motherhood with my first child, but this time it was different and I felt lost. I can't really describe how much I struggled, but I decided to seek medical help. It seemed like the logical solution at the time, but unfortunately the medication I was given made things a lot worse, and I hit rock bottom this time. That weight of loneliness, of grief, and this is grief that I didn't even realize how much it affected me until years later, when I finally got the time to kind of stand back and process things in life. And the challenge of motherhood, it was all too much to bear. I felt like I was drowning and I didn't know how to move forward. I just felt like I could never stop for long enough to even get 2 feet under to figure out the right next step. But then, in probably the darkest moment, I was on the kitchen floor crying my ass out, and I poured my heart out and I was asking for guidance, for strength. And it was in that vulnerable moment that I became a believer. And I asked for some Bible highlighters for Christmas and a Bible, and I started diving into the Word, to the Bible, through reading, through searching through scripture. And I found strength and learned some valuable lessons that transformed my life. And one of the first lessons I learned was from Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse sort of became my anchor, and it reminded me that with God's strength, I could overcome any challenges. Now, this verse, you might have heard it before, it does tend to get a little bit taken out of context. As a side note, go and read everything before and after any scripture that you hear. But that's what I held on to at this time. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I could overcome any challenges, and it gave me that courage to keep going, even when things felt impossible. And I would repeat this to myself over and over. And fast forward a year, and my strength just continued to grow in all areas of my life. I started to turn away from what the world said to what the Word said. And I began to align my actions and choices with His Word. It started within myself, and I examined how I treated others and let go of the need for a lot of material possessions, things that I've just held on to through consumerism. So a little side note, I loved fashion magazines growing up, and I ended up studying fashion design at university, and I just always over consumed a lot of things, which got me into a lot of trouble, of course, growing up. But I have so much to say about this and financial managing and financial stewardship and awareness and things we don't get taught early enough. But from this point, I became a lot more frugal. I started really embracing and finding joy in sort of thrifting for my own family's needs and for myself. I love doing that. Now, that was also a journey itself. Then Proverbs 3:9-10 became a guiding scripture for me during this time. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. This verse reminded me of the importance of stewarding my finances, and you will hear this a lot. So I started cash budgeting later on in my journey, and it was a great thing, but we'll get to that in a moment. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Stewarding my finances was an important lesson, but aligning that important lesson with God's values. It was a mindset shift that allowed me to find contentment and peace in simplicity. However, even with these changes, managing my finances was still a struggle at this point. I realized that I needed to dig deeper and I needed to understand my personal emotional spending triggers. So it was a journey of self-reflection and still seeking God's wisdom. And scriptures like Matthew 6:24, which says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This verse challenged me to examine my relationship with money and the kind of importance that I placed on material possessions. I began to realize that true success and peace could not be found in the pursuit of worldly wealth, guys. It was a mindset shift that required me to let go of societal expectations, but also to redefine my priorities, and priorities versus time versus your actual true values is something that I'm really passionate about and wanting to discuss further on in this podcast. Then I discovered cash budgeting. And if you followed that journey, you will know this already, but this, if you haven't, this was a game changer for me. So I saved up an emergency fund, okay? I started paying off debt and I began to distance myself from consumerism and find the contentment in simplicity. It wasn't an overnight transformation. There were so many ups and downs, but it was a gradual process of learning and understanding the true value of money. So with my finances in a better place, I thought I had everything figured out. But then I find myself getting caught up yet again in busyness. Okay, I believed that being productive meant being busy all the time. And at this point, all it did was leave me exhausted and overwhelmed yet again. I realized that I needed to refocus and prioritize what truly mattered. It was during a season of waiting and seeking guidance that I had such a profound realization yet again. So you can see how this kind of journey was over, I think it was over the span of at least 2 to 3 years, but that's okay. Slow progress is still progress, and we need to have these ebbs and flows for life-changing transformation. Nothing is overnight, and if you do feel like it should be, I'll hold my hand up to you, like it should be, but it never is. I'm just gonna say that right here, it never is. And it doesn't mean it's gonna take you years to achieve something, but this is years to achieve change in everything. And I made so many mistakes along the journey, which is what I'm hoping to cut out for you, okay? Through this podcast, I'm hoping that I can just bridge that time and bridge those gaps from the starting point to where I am now. And I'm not speaking to everyone. Some of this may not be very relatable to you, but I'm wanting to speak to you who are just one or two steps behind me, maybe up to five. At this time, anyway, I realized that, of course, business isn't productivity, and I live by this now. I'd been trying to do it all, juggling all of these responsibilities, but I wasn't making real progress because I found that I would write a to-do list of like 30 things, not prioritizing my three most important ones, and I would just get so overwhelmed and get nothing done. So I wasn't making real progress. I needed to find focus and clarity in my calling, and I needed to create space for the things that truly mattered. I embarked on a journey of intentional homemaking. I started by simplifying my home, then I simplified my routines, and I was starting to get to the root of what cluttered my days and what made them harder. I learned the value of managing my time through what I like to call a value versus time system and time blocking. By realizing my expectations and surrendering everything to God's plan, I did find such a renewed sense of purpose and peace. A scripture that got me through this time was Psalm 90 verse 12, I think. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This verse reminds me of the importance of being intentional with my time and making every moment count. Inspires me to prioritize quality time with my family, to invest in relationships, and create a warm and somewhat inviting home. As I kind of started embracing intentional homemaking, I discovered the joy of creating a sanctuary within my home. Just getting rid of excess, of clutter, of things that doesn't serve me, and really not just pushing it super far by any means. I'm not against having things, but I am against having things that no longer serves you. Especially in such a busy season as a motherhood, you already have so many responsibilities that comes above the clutter. And over this time, I also learned to enjoy a well-prepared meal. It helps with my financial stewardship. It helps with so many skills, and really finding the time to bond over food is something that I do love. I started to finally find fulfillment in serving others because I always used to run on empty and I always felt unfulfilled, and I never felt like my cup was filled. And I realized that finding strength and taking the time to fill my own cup up through the word. Then I want to move into talking about overcoming sort of the busyness and finding purpose and breaking free from the cycle of busyness specifically, because I'm very passionate about that. Because despite the progress I had made, I found myself yet again falling back into the trap of busyness. I was constantly trying to do it all. And maybe that's just who I am. I was trying to be everywhere, but it left me feeling exhausted. And this is kind of the area where I still struggle the most now. So no matter how much I did, I was never making any real progress. In a season of waiting and of seeking answers, I finally decided to just pause and listen, because sometimes we cannot hear the word of the Lord. If we are being busy, He speaks quietly. He does not want to shout at anybody. He doesn't just shout at you what to do. If it were that easy, we would all just have it all figured out. But He speaks quietly. And it took me a long, long time to just stop, pause, and listen. And it was in those quiet moments that I discovered a profound truth. Busyness does not equal productivity. I realized that I needed to prioritize and focus on what truly mattered rather than trying to do everything at once. I learned the importance of creating a home that reflects my true values, that brings me joy rather than striving for perfection and constantly being so, so busy. And that is when the idea of house to homemaking was born. For 6 years, I had tried to manage my home in all the wrong ways. I was focused on making more money instead of stewarding what I had well. I searched for quick fixes. I'd searched for solutions for my home that only stole my time and money. Instead of creating them myself, I thought I needed more things to solve my problems of divided time and keeping my home, to be left with, you guessed it, even more inventory to manage. And I was overwhelmed and I was tired and unfulfilled with too little time to even start solving my problems and search for my purpose. And I finally realized that I don't need more time. I need a focused systems. I don't need to search for my purpose. I have a calling. God don't call the unequipped, but He alone equips the called and calls us as homemakers, because all we have to do is ask. Because I figured out I didn't need to be the best or the busiest. I needed to serve intentionally. I didn't need to feel unfulfilled because my work matters. I didn't need to have more time. I needed to do the next right thing. And I didn't need to be overwhelmed. I didn't need to be overwhelmed with clutter. I didn't need to be overwhelmed with material possessions. I didn't need so much. I simply needed less. And that's when House to Homemaking was born. I made it my mission to equip you to confidently know your role and gain clarity in your calling as a homemaker, from what the world says to what the word says, and who God called you to be through systems on budgeting and spiritual growth and simplifying. And I want to help you get rid of the tired, overwhelmed, stress and clutter and turn your fulfilled head into a home of peace and rest and not being behind again. So I created these house to homemaking systems and simple strategies I could actually stick with, and a lifestyle that made my days align with my calling, and finally measured up my true values with my time. And I'm here to share it with you through this podcast. So I hope this story blessed you in some way, and we are in this together. So through this journey, I've come to realize that intentional homemaking is not just about the physical aspects of our home, but it's about the heart of homemaking, about nurturing our hearts and our souls, and it's about creating an environment where love, where some faith and joy can thrive. It's about finding the balance and embracing simplicity and aligning our lives and our time with our true values. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your own journey. Where are you finding strength, and where are you finding your guidance? Are there areas in your life, perhaps, where you can turn to God for His wisdom through His word and through your transformation? Remember that you're not alone in this journey. Seek His presence, immerse yourself in His word, and allow His truth to shape your story. Let intentional homemaking become a beautiful expression of your faith, of your love, and your purpose as a homemaker. Thank you for joining me today on the House to Homemaking podcast. I hope that my story has inspired you and encouraged you on your own journey. If you have any questions or would like to share your own experiences, please reach out to me. Until next time, remember to embrace intentional homemaking and let your home be a reflection of your true values. Thank you for tuning in to the House to Homemaking podcast. If this episode has blessed you, please take 30 seconds to support me by leaving a 5-star written review on the Apple podcast app. Your feedback helps me so much, and it is truly invaluable to support me in creating more free content. Stay tuned for more episodes. I hope you have a blessed and wonderful week, and I'll see you soon.